World Rugby is tackling awareness and misperceptions. It's taking a leading role in player welfare. To chat about that, first of all, the World Rugby CEO, and that's Brett Gosper. Morning, Brett.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Very well indeed, thank you.
Good, good, good. And alongside yourself, former English rugby union legend, that is Matt Dawson, MBE. Morning, Matt.
There's a proper build-up. Morning.
How are you?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm a lot better having been called a legend. That's great.
Oh, come on. You are. You won the World Cup, Matt. That automatically puts you in legend status.
Okay. Well, I'll take it.
Fair enough, then. Of course, World Cup not far away. Brett, just take us through exactly what World Rugby are looking to do.
Well, World Cup is obviously a big focus for us at the moment, and it is a big focus for everyone across the world, really, or particularly in England as hosts. And so we're taking the opportunity as we focus on the elite game to also find out a few things and understand a little bit about the community game. And we've interviewed some parents. We've done some surveying of parents to get some attitudes to understand what their views are on rugby, to weigh up risks and benefits and so on. We know it's a contact sport, and it's been interesting to get some feedback that the vast majority of parents across England and Ireland, UK and Ireland, are very enthusiastic about the game, and like 80% of them definitely think the benefits outweigh any potential risks, which are occasionally sensationalised, and we're just trying to put some perspective into that.
I think what one of the risks, Matt, that maybe a lot of parents will think is like, "Oh, rugby, that's a bit rough. My son, my daughter is going to get injured."
Well, it's a contact sport, I think there are the qualities that go behind the game of rugby. One of them is there is a physical aspect to it. It breeds that type of confidence, that the leadership, the decision making. Or the camaraderie that comes with being successful or not being successful and picking your teammates up. But the game, up until kids are 12 years old, the game is on a par with football and cricket as to how dangerous it is. So I don't think, and as Brett has alluded to there, the statistics are there for people to see that parents, more than 90% of parents, actually want their kids to do some kind of activity rather than sit at home on their PlayStation or anything else. I think there's a misconception there because of some of the really quite unfortunate injuries that have been high profile because there's a World Cup coming up, that maybe the perception is that the game is too dangerous these days, but absolutely not. The protocols that these guys at World Rugby are putting in place are absolutely watertight in making sure that risk is as low as possible.
And Brett, realistically, compared to other sports, the sort of risk of and the actual injury rate in rugby is a lot less than quite a lot of other sports.
Certainly, at the junior level, that's what we see. There, it's very well up to the teens' age. It's on equal pegging. And our job at World Rugby is to ensure that the game is as safe as it possibly can be, being it as fun as it possibly can be as well. And player welfare at all levels of the sport is our number one priority. And we work hard to ensure that the players at all levels are very, very safe.
Let's talk about the World Cup itself. We're obviously very excited up here. I live in Dewsbury, so everybody in Dewsbury is very, very happy to see Sam Burgess going to be lining up for England in the World Cup. Matt, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a great squad. I think Stuart Lancaster had abundance of riches, really, in lots of positions. Sam knew that he was right up against it, purely because of the time that he's spent playing the game. The question was asked, and certainly by myself was asked, is it just a little bit early for him? I think, maybe I would have said in a couple of years' time that we'll see a completely different Sam Burgess. But what we don't see, none of us see, is what goes on behind closed doors. What is Sam like with his colleagues? What's he like with the coaches? What's he like in the team rooms? What's he like on the training park with his skills and understanding of the game? Because from all accounts, it is on a very, very steep curve. And there's no question he's still got things to learn. But I think because of the skills that he has already, that is something that maybe none of the other centres have. So I can understand why Stuart Lancaster have put him in. It doesn't mean that he's going to be everybody's cup of tea. But what I will say, Darren, is that Sam seems to me the type of character that when he's given an opportunity and when he's given a challenge, he grabs it with both hands and he's successful. And he's got to take himself to a new level. And if there's one man that probably can do it, then it looks like it could be Sam.
I mean, the disappointing thing, of course, is that other players miss out. Fellow centre Lufer Burrell, regular, of course, in the last couple of Six Nation campaigns, it'll be the one that probably is hurting the most.
He is hurting, I can tell you that for a fact. Every one of those players that didn't make the 31 will be bitterly disappointed, devastated, in fact, because they've given their all for the last, well, particularly 2-3 months. They've put their body on the line to be in that squad. And so to not be in it, to not pick up the kit bag with RWC on it, is going to hurt. But you've got to keep yourself fit. You never know. You can just imagine, because so much has been said about this centre partnership and the selection, you can just see some kind of injury in the midfield and someone coming back in and Sam maybe getting picked first string. You know, the story has to go on. It's such a big story at the moment. I can't believe it's finished quite yet.
I mean, people are fancying England only for the fact, I mean, it's, you know, England are a good team at the moment. It's a home World Cup. You've got to be sort of backing England for that. But this is not going to be easy at all. And England have got a very, very tough group, haven't they?
They've got an incredibly tough group. I have to be very careful what I say about Australia because I've got the world rugby CEO in front of me who's from Australia. So I won't be too scathing. Listen, with the way that the Aussies, you know, beat New Zealand a couple of weeks ago, the Wales have got great pedigree against England, and at Twickenham, they can beat England at Twickenham, but England are at home, and you've got to think that that is going to give them some kind of advantage. It's not giving them points on the board, but I just maybe it will just give them that edge to nick the result. I'm confident England will qualify. Whether they qualify in first or second position, then you'll have to have a look in my crystal ball for that.
Brett, Australians haven't had the best time on English soil this summer. Is the World Cup going to turn that around?
I can't comment really as an Australian. I have to comment as a neutral chief executive of a world governing body. So I am totally neutral. Look, I know it's going to be a tough pool for all of those sides to get out of, and it really does mean that the World Cup starts from day one. Every point counts in that pool. And it's going to be another interesting battle in terms of an England-Australia rivalry with Wales in the midst of it as well. And let's not forget Fiji and a few other teams in that pool that could push some of the sides.
I'm going to be keeping my eye on the TV cameras when England play Australia, because I reckon there's going to be one on Brett Gosper for the whole game.
So yeah. If I gave both of you, I'll give you a shiny English pound. You have to put it on the winner of the World Cup. Who would it be?
Can I put 25p on four countries?
No.
England, Ireland, New Zealand, South Africa. They're my four.
I would officially send you to our current worldwide rankings, world rugby rankings on our website, which will give you an indicator.
Nice
answer. And it's not a bad predictor usually.
Yeah,
not a bad predictor. And if people want to find out more about world rugby tackling and awareness, I'd imagine it's all on the world rugby website as well.
That's exactly right. Rugby Ready, Recognise and Remove, all of our education modules in terms of playing safe rugby and taking the sport on in the right way is on our website, and also the RFU's website as well.
Matt Dawson and Brett Gosper, thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.